So on this constructive rest for the winter solstice, we start today with these words from Margaret Atwood. This is the solstice, the still point. The still point of the sun, its cusp and midnight, the year's threshold and unlocking, where the past lets go and becomes the future. So I want to somehow honor today, if that's the right word, that we are at this mid-winter point. We're the day after the solstice. We've just had the longest night of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. But to honor this time of year, so and the solstice itself. So for me, this includes ideas about the importance of rest, hibernation, slowing down, letting go, doing only the minimum necessary, being warm and cozy inside, protected from the cold outside. So lighting a candle is one tradition that some people do on the solstice, a light in the darkness, the promise of light to come, perhaps, as the days start now, little by little, to get longer again. So in this constructive rest guidance today, I'll include some quotes which I find particularly helpful and meaningful, including some words from Catherine May and her book, Wintering: The Power of Rest and Retreat in Difficult Times, as well as some words about rest from the poet and philosopher David White. So let's start by reflecting on these words from Catherine May. Plants and animals don't fight the winter. They don't pretend it's not happening and attempt to carry on living the same lives they lived in the summer. They prepare, they adapt, they perform extraordinary acts of metamorphosis to get them through. Winter is a time of withdrawing from the world, maximizing scant resources, carrying out acts of brutal efficiency, and vanishing from sight. But that's where the transformation occurs. Winter is not of the death cycle. Is not the death of the life cycle, but its crucible. So we are taking the opportunity today to withdraw a little, intentionally, to rest in a way that helps us maximize our internal resources, our precious energy, and prepare for what's to come. So today's talk will include themes of quiet and stillness and rest. So a few thoughts for you to try and consider during constructive rest today. If any of them seem especially right for you, know that you can come back to them at any time. Simply allow these thoughts to pass through your system as much as possible without force, strain, or even judgment on how well you're doing. They are gentle invitations of possibility and permission. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to notice, to be open and aware. I don't have to do anything. I am free to rest. So now let's contemplate what does it mean to rest and even to rest constructively? David White says that rest is the conversation between what we love to do and how we love to be. That rest is the essence of giving and receiving, an act of remembering imaginatively and intellectually, but also physiologically and physically. As you lie quietly now in constructive rest, listen, hear, and take in his words. To rest is not self-indulgent. To rest is to prepare to give the best of ourselves. And to perhaps, most importantly, arrive at a place where we are able to understand what we have already been given. And now, in my words, it is time for us to pause, to stop doing and simply be for a few minutes, to be present, supported, and aware of yourself and your surroundings. You are giving yourself the gift of time to replenish and refresh, to rest and restore. So I invite you, if it's comfortable for you, to have your eyes open, at least as you start out. So your attention is not only on yourself, but also wide and out into the room you're in. And as you settle, take a few moments to adjust to being on the ground and simply be aware of your breath lightly moving out and in through your nose. Think to yourself, I am free to simply be. So the first thing to bring into your awareness is your connection with the ground beneath you. Notice those parts of your body that actually make contact with the floor, or whatever surface it is you're resting on. And in particular, notice your weight-bearing points of contact, your feet, the back of your pelvis, your low back, your elbows and arms, the back of your shoulder blades, and the back of your head resting on its support. Allow yourself to rest. Give your weight to the floor. Know that you are supported. Think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. Now expand your awareness to include the space all around you. Space above you and below. In front of you and behind you, and to either side of you. As you breathe in and out, think to yourself, I am free to notice the space all around me. I invite you now to do a little scan of your body. Could notice any places in you that are feeling tight, uncomfortable, or even in pain, whatever jumps out to you. And if there is something, acknowledge it. But there is nothing you have to change or do or fix right now. Think to yourself, I am free to be exactly as I am. I don't have to change anything, don't have to do anything. And know that you are, of course, free to move at any time to make yourself more comfortable. Now bring attention to the places in your body that feel relatively good, that are not so tense, where you are more comfortable. This could manifest as a lack of any feeling, or it just feels normal, so you don't even know how to place your attention on it. We're so good at noticing what's wrong, it's a skill to notice what's going relatively well. Let's call this noticing ease. Now think, I am free to notice ease. I'm free to notice ease, any ease, in my feet and in my toes. I am free to notice any ease that might be there in my hips, my legs, my knees, my ankles. I am free to notice any ease in my shoulders and arms, hands and fingers. Free to notice any ease in my back, upper, mid, lower. I'm free to notice any ease in my heart, and I'm free to notice any ease in my neck and in my head. As you gently, quietly breathe in and out, think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. So, this is a time when we can allow a bit more quiet, a bit more stillness in ourselves. When there is a time for things to quiet or quieten, for our thoughts to quiet a little, for our muscles to quiet a little. In this quiet space, we can gently notice the ongoing movement of our breath within the stillness. Notice now the air moving in and out through your nose, quietly, gently. You're not trying to change anything about your breath, simply shine a little light on it. The gentle movement of your breath is like the still is in the stillness, is like the waves. I'll say that again. The gentle movement of your breath in the stillness is like waves coming into shore. Sometimes it's quite regular. Sometimes there'll be a pause and kind of a build up and eventually a massive wave or a deep breath will come crashing in. And sometimes there's just a quiet lap lapping at the shore. So just follow your breath, doing its own wave-like rhythm for a moment or two. You can think to yourself, my body breathes me. I am free to notice my breathing, and my breathing is free. Not forgetting about your breath, but including it in a sense of your whole self as you listen to these words from Catherine May. Doing those deeply unfashionable things, slowing down, letting your spare time expand, getting enough rest, getting enough sleep is a radical act now, but it is essential. Life meanders like a path through the woods. We have seasons when we flourish, and seasons when the leaves fall from us, revealing our bare bones. Given time, they grow again. And again, winter is not the death of the life cycle, but its crucible. So now come back to noticing again your contact with the floor here and now. Your physical support. Then notice again those weight-bearing points of contact, soles of your feet or your legs resting over a support, your back, the back of your pelvis, the back of your rib cage, the back of your shoulder blades, your arms, your elbow, and the back of your head resting on the books. You can notice if that contact has changed over the course of this constructive rest session. You can also be aware of the change in contact as your breath moves through you. You will notice that you have a greater contact with the ground on each in-breath. Just noticing that, and of course, noticing your support from beneath the floor or whatever you're resting on. And know that beneath that is the ground, the earth, supporting you. And think to yourself, I am free to accept the support of the ground, and I am free to receive the support of the ground. And from there, expand your awareness out again to include the space that is all around you, the space above you, the space below you, the space in front and the space behind, the space to either side of you, and of course, in every other direction possible. And have a sense of yourself in the center of this space, supported by the ground and the space around you. Think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. And in this space, you can find a little quiet, a little stillness, which is not 100% still. There is always movement in stillness. There is, at the very least, your breath. But think to yourself, I am free to be quiet. I am free to enjoy quietness. I am free to be still. Of course, I am free to move. I am free to rest. I am free to notice ease. I am free. So as our constructive rest time together starts to draw to a close, I want to come back now to a few more words from David White. Rested, we are ready for the world, but not held hostage by it. Rested, we care again for the right things and the right people in the right way. In rest, we establish the goals that make us generous, more courageous, more of an invitation, someone we want to remember, and someone others would want to remember too. So know that you have done something important for you in this time of constructive rest today? So before you get up, if you are ready to get up, remind yourself that you still have the support of the ground beneath you. You still have space above you and behind you and in front of you and to either side of you. And your breath is freely moving in and out of you. Perhaps you can allow a sense of quiet and stillness to be with you, even as you start to move. And if you become of any aware of any new tension arising as you start to think about moving or you start to actually move, use it as a gentle reminder to think instead, I am free to notice ease. So if you are ready, I invite you now to take your time to bring yourself gently and mindfully up to sitting or standing. As you do so, as you come to be upright, you can notice this changing support from the ground, maybe under your feet now, maybe you're supported by a chair. And even as you're upright, you can think, I'm free to receive the support of the ground, and I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. And if you wish to move, you can, or if not, we're always moving, even if we're still. And you can think, I'm free to move, I'm free to notice ease, I am free. So just remember, you can come back to any of these ideas at any time, to help you be more present, connected, and easeful as you go about your day.